Hi, I'm Erica Farber, President and CEO of VREB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street. It's the podcast all about radio. Our current podcast series focuses on one of radio's greatest and most special assets, our on-air talent. As we like to say, radio was the original social medium, and its on-air personalities are the original social media influencers. Many of these radio influencers have greater reach and followers than that of other media. They have incredibly strong ties to the local community, and that's based on a foundation of trust and emotional connection. As individuals who entertain, educate, and inform, radio influencers have the power to impact and affect behavior and brand consideration. And on a daily basis, they create environments that connect their audiences with businesses to help drive brand awareness and increase sales for those businesses, products, and services. Now, in our 10th episode of this series, we hear the conversation that I had with Andrew Boris, morning show host for 101.5 WPDH in Poughkeepsie, New York for Town Square Media. Known as Boris on the air, he's been waking up the Hudson Valley for the last 30 years, with his show focusing on hyper-local topics and the things that his listeners really care about and connect with. Well, as I said, Andrew, I know your name is Andrew, but you go on the air as Boris. Uh-huh. First of all, thank you so much for joining me. I was so looking forward to talking with you. You are an institution in that market.
I've been here for 30 years. I've been doing this for 30 years. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Time. And what do you think is the secret to your success there?
When I listen to like really good, like morning radio, you always try to like, that's the question. Like, what's the secret sauce? Like why do some shows do better than others? And I think it really comes down to being like having a connection with your audience, but in a way that is more like a real life connection, if that makes any sense. You know, lots of times, you know, you'll have somebody on the radio and they're very personable and they sound great, but there's something, you know, what is it that thing that doesn't get that connection? And I was out to dinner with my wife, with another couple a few weeks ago. And, you know, during the whole dinner, we heard all about this other couple's travels and everything that they're up to and their jobs. And, you know, my wife and I left and we realized they never asked about us. You know, they talked about themselves and, you know, it was very interesting. And I think a lot of morning shows sometimes fall into that trap where they love talking about themselves and the show's about them. So I've always really loved to hear from our listeners. Like, what do you think? And not just like a phone topic thing, but, you know, what are you feeling? What's going on with you right now? How are you dealing with whatever is going on in the Hudson Valley? And that has really, I think, created a great bond between our show and the listeners. They feel like they have ownership of what we do.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe your show?
It's a morning radio show. I mean, I started back in
Well, you know, some morning shows have no music. Some have multiple cast members, if you will. So,
yeah. So, you know, I started back in 95 with zero radio experience. You know, we launched WRRV, which
and
is
what
our
was your background?
Our alternative station. I went to college. I was in Marist College. I was at a communications department. I was 20 years old and I started interning here. And yeah, I started getting like I got a weekend air shift and I just kind of learned from people around me.
Right.
So when we launched our alternative station, our morning show had left and they needed somebody to fill in. So I said, I'll do it. So I filled in, you know, while they were searching for the real show. And I didn't know how to do a morning show. So I just kind of did what I heard and what I felt. And, you know, the show that I'm doing now is very similar to what I was doing back then, where, you know, we play music, you know, we have topics, you know, we don't spend all morning talking, you know, there's that mix of the music and the talking. I've got a great co-host in Robin Taylor, who's someone who I've been working with for 30 years, but, you know, we just started doing a show together about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have that rapport. We've got a news guy, Bobby Welber, who sits in the studio with us. So if we, you know, need his opinion on something, he's there. But it's mostly about the listeners, you know, taking those calls and reading their feedback, the things that they're writing about to us.
So you talk about that connection with the listeners. Can you share an example or two of how you've connected with your listeners and how you know they're connected with you?
You know, it's interesting. I love it, you know, when I'm out and somebody comes up and they're like, oh, you know, I listen to you on the radio. And that's always like a cool
thing. So they
thing,
recognize
right?
you too.
They recognize me, but what I like the most is they always have something specific to say, like a specific memory or a specific interaction or something. It's not just like, oh, you're that guy from the radio. It's like, oh, right. Thank you so much for that recommendation for that menu item at that place I go on vacation that you happen to also go on vacation. I loved it. Or, you know, I used that trick that you were talking about when I was at the gas pump. And, I it's always something like that. So that connection really, really means a lot to me. Not just, you know, being recognized as the idiot that's on the radio.
The idiot on the radio. A lot has changed since you started at the top, if you will. You know, social media has become a really important tool. How do you use social media to extend your brand and your show?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. You know, radio is so different, as you've mentioned, from when I started. You know, it used to be, you know, you could go through the paper, the newspaper, or even, you know, the early stages of the internet.
Yeah, what's a newspaper?
Find out like whatever is going on, and that's your show for the day, because mm-hmm. no one else has heard about it yet, and you're the one that's just delivering that information. You know, when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, you know, back in the day, like, that would be our whole show. Mm-hmm. We talked about it for a little bit, because by the time they get to our show, it's on social media. You know, everyone has weighed in on it. Everybody knows about it. There's nothing we're going to add to that conversation, really, that hasn't already been said. So, you know, we focus hyper-local on our show. It is hyper-local because no one else can talk about things that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not going to get it from, the television. They're not going to get it from any of the other national sources, even social media, you know. So we're really focused on the things that our listeners want to talk about. And, you know, they'll reach out to us on social media. You know, we'll put our stuff out on social media. And a lot of times, you know, we'll use some of that conversation on the air. But mostly it's talking about things that no one else is talking about.
Mm-hmm. Your listeners are also connecting with you on multiple devices, not just a radio, as it
sure,
was
yeah.
when you first started. Has that changed how you think about communicating with them?
It really hasn't changed as much about how we communicate, but it's exciting the different ways people can access us. I mean, mm-hmm. I recently just got a new car, and I'm fiddling around. I'm like, where is the radio? Where's the radio, right? And I know a lot of people run into that. So we've had a huge push on the station to download the app. You know, our app is like key, and we've had so many people interacting with us on the app and sending us things through the app, and that has really been the main source of communication with our listeners. And lo and behold, I fire up my phone, and what's on the screen? The app, you know, right on the car radio. So
right.
I listen when I'm listening to WPDH in my car. I'm listening on the app because it's so much easier to just tap on the app and listen. So it's really nice to see that our company has embraced that technology, and it really, I'm seeing the benefits of it now in that car.
Well, that's a great reminder for all of us who may not have a brand new car, because, as you said, finding the radio is a very different experience than it used to be, where the radio was front and center before.
Yeah, I mean, who has a radio in their house? you know, yeah, we have like one in case there's an emergency, but we listen on the app. You know, we're always listening through the phone wherever we go. So it's a whole new world.
And then, you know, people are asking, branding you and your station has also changed because, with devices like Alexa and people asking for your station, you really have to think how you communicate who you are and what you are and how they can connect with you, because it's different on different devices.
Sure, sure. I know, we're lucky to have a very strong brand. WPDH has been in the market for decades, and everyone, you know, in the Hudson Valley, they know WPDH. So it's pretty easy to market that. But I know there are a lot of other stations who do struggle with that. And it's something that you really need to consider. You know, what is that brand? and how do you get that brand in front of people, especially locally, when there's so much clutter out there and there's so much going on. So, you know, our websites and our app have been huge for us. I mean, the reach in the stories that we publish and stuff that we push out through social media has really increased our listenership, because, you know, we're reaching people through our digital channels that have never been reached by our radio station before. So, you know, we're seeing those people kind of come circle back around and listening to us on the radio. It's really great synergy.
Oh, it's fantastic. Well, it's no secret that we are able to do what we do because we have advertisers that support us.
Absolutely. Yeah.
and we're grateful for that. If we put you in a room with a group of advertisers and asked you to share with them why they should include radio in their marketing plans, what would you say to them?
Well, I would say radio is unlike any other medium. Imagine if you have a product or a service and you wanted to market that as effectively as possible. One of the greatest ways would be to find people that your customers interact with every day and have them kind of drop into the conversation your product. Like, say it's a coworker or somebody in the car with them, you know, on the way to the store. That's what radio is. It is the most intimate medium, I think, that there is. You know, that relationship between someone sitting in their car or sitting at their desk or having their earbuds in and having that connection with that person on the radio. So by having that person, a trusted person, somebody who they've grown up with, someone they've listened to forever, to be able to extol the virtues of your product is priceless. And it's not like any other form of advertising, I believe.
Can you share some examples of how you have actually partnered with an advertiser or a product or service?
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of endorsements on the radio station. Probably one of the most successful ones that I've done this past year has been Omaha Steaks, which I know they're a national advertiser, but you know, I had been a customer before and I've sent steaks to family members. But it was really, I think, a great marriage between our show and Omaha Steaks, because, you know, they get it. They get how it works to do a really successful campaign for an endorsement. They actually listen to us and our feedback and what we have to say. And, you know, I'm able to talk about a product that I use and that I enjoy. And they also, you know, make it worthwhile for our listeners to take advantage of deals. And they offer, you know, codes and things like that, that really make that connection even stronger between us and the listener. Mm-hmm. And another great part of that has been that, you know, my listeners are not shy. And, you know, they'll call me out on whatever. And if they don't like a certain deal or if they think that something isn't good, they'll let me know about it, probably more so than they would to, you know, write to a company and tell them. So Omaha Steaks has been very open and allowing me to talk to them. And maybe if a deal that they're offering isn't quite hitting the mark.
So you share that information right back to them?
Yeah, I'll call them up and be like, hey, look, I'm not feeling it this week. You know, this deal, I don't really think it's hitting. I was like, what if we do this? And they'll come back and, you know, we'll change things around. And we've seen huge success through that.
Wow, that's great. Now, do they give you, do you do your own spots, or do they give you a sheet of these are the things they want you to cover, or do you talk about the product?
Yeah, generally, you know, most of the endorsements are the same. You know, we'll get bullet points, things that they definitely want us to talk about. And then, you know, the clients who get it and the ones who understand the power of radio, mm-hmm. they'll say, listen, you do your thing. You know, as long as you get the message out, how are you going to convey that? How are you going to weave that into your show? Mm-hmm. You know, the clients that wind up giving you a script to read verbatim, I don't think they really understand the power of what a true endorsement is and how it can really help them. So for the most part, you know, we'll get bullet points and I'll try to convey that feeling. I'm always sending air checks. As soon as I do an endorsement, I send it. I say, give me feedback. What do you think? Is this what you're looking for? Oh. And, you know, it really is. I look at it as a partnership. You know, I want to make sure that the client feels like they're getting their message across. But at the same time, I also want to make sure that our listeners feel like I'm speaking honestly to them. I'm giving them something of value. Otherwise, we're all wasting our time.
So it really is a two-way street in that partnership with the advertiser.
In the successful ones, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ones that work. Yeah.
Is there an example you can share of a local advertiser that you've worked with?
You know, we've done several. You know, one of the best things that we've done is we developed this program called Vets Who Rock. And, you know, every month we share a different story from a veteran here in the Hudson Valley, and we'll have their friends and family members. So we partnered with quite a few advertisers on that. And we've been able to weave them into just this great program where we talk about our local veterans. You know, it's things like that radio can do, where you can kind of attach a local advertiser who really does care about the community and allow them to do that while getting, you know, the word out as well.
So it's really more about branding that product versus selling a specific item.
Yeah, I think it's both. You know, branding is probably the most important thing. I mean, that's what I do on the show every day. I brand myself. You know, I think we all do that now on social media. What is our brand? What do we want the world to know about us? And by connecting, you know, a company's brand or a local business's brand with, you know, a local personality, you really kind of amp it up, I guess.
How do you prep for your show with your team? You know, as listeners, it always sounds so, you keep it moving.
Spontaneous.
It sounds so spontaneous. And yet, you know, you make it sound so easy. And yet I know personally, it's not easy to do that day after day for hours.
Yeah, you know, it's not difficult to come up with topics because there's always something to talk about, especially since we are hyper-focused on the local market. So there's always a new business that's opening up. There's always some new controversy that's happening in town. There's always something to talk about. But the hard part is the preface to how do we talk about that? And what is the angle that we want to share? Because again, like so many of these topics are already on social media. People have already, you know, weighed in on a lot of this stuff. So what is that thing that Robin and I can add to the conversation that no one has added yet? What is that perspective? And that's what we struggle with the most. Like, all right, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, your favorite hamburgers in the Hudson Valley tomorrow. So what do we have to add to that? How can we do that? Is there somebody we can bring in on the air to talk about it and launch that conversation with the listeners? Is there a personal experience that we've had? So I think those are the things that we spend the most time dealing with and we get the greatest payoff from.
Well, you've used so many great words, you know, connections, relationships. You really have created a very special bond in your community that no one else can touch.
I'd like to think so. you know, it's really great to, you know, to be out and have somebody say, hey, you know, I used to listen to you on my way to school on the bus in the morning. And now I'm listening to you with my son on the way to school when I drive him to school. Mm-hmm. You know, being a part of someone's life like that, even if it's a tiny, tiny little part, is a huge honor. And I take that responsibility very seriously. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not something I take for granted at all. And I think that is part of the reason why the show has lived on so long. Is because I think the listeners know how much I really appreciate being a part of their life and what an honor it is.
Well, it sounds like you really appreciate them.
I do. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. If you could complete the sentence, radio works because?
Oh, radio works because it's intimate. Like I said before, there's no other medium where someone is live talking right now. And especially in a small market, you could pick up a phone and talk to them and talk back to them. I mean, you could certainly tweet back at somebody, whether or not Elon Musk is going to ever read it. You never know. you know, or, you know, if you're watching, you know, TV, the show is on and it's there and it goes away and you're watching something on streaming or even listening to a podcast, you know, it's something that's already happened. But with radio, you're there. And I mean, our listeners know where to get me. 4 hours every day, I'm available and I can talk to them. And they see me out in the street, they see me in the store and they can give me feedback there too. There's nothing like that. There's nothing else like that in the world. And that's the reason why I love radio so much. And I think that's why that connection between the listener and the radio host is so special.
And radio matters because?
Radio matters because of that connection. I think that a lot of people feel even more isolated today, I think, than they did in the past, which is ironic because we have so many ways to connect with each other. And that local beacon that you have, that radio station where you can learn about what is happening right down my street. You know, here in the Hudson Valley, you know, our TV stations come out of New York City. It's very rare. Like, it's a big deal if like the news truck is in town, you know, something really bad has happened. if they're broadcasting live from Poughkeepsie, you know, something bad happened. So, you know, there's no one else talking about these things. And to be able to have that, it really does matter. It matters to our community. I know during COVID, we heard from so many people how important it was. I mean, we were in this studio every day during COVID. You know, a lot of other people were, you know, at home, whatever, but we were here and we had officials in. We had, people talking about how to stay safe, but we also had entertainment. We had, you know, what is going on? How are we dealing with this? You know, mental health. And that connection, it really mattered to so, so many people. And it's great to still hear them talk about it.
Well, Andrew, going from being a college student to actually becoming the morning show, I mean, it's such a phenomenal success story. What do you say to someone in college now that thinks about, boy, I'd love to be on the radio?
Well, okay. Well, I will say, it's not like I was in college and someone said, he's going to be a star. We're going to make him the morning guy. No, I had been with the company for a few years through college, and I was part of the internship program. And the advice I give, because we have interns still, you know, coming in and out all the time, and I always love talking to them and finding out, you know, what their interests are. And the piece of advice I always give them is to take advantage of every moment you have here, whether you want to be in radio or you want to be in any other sort of business. If you have that opportunity to have your foot in the door, take advantage of it. And I know when I was in college, I would spend all night here at the radio station because I had access to this studio, which was like the coolest thing in the world. And they let me touch all the buttons and do all that stuff. So I did that. I would create, you know, sweepers and programming elements and just leave them for our program directors. What do you think about this? You know, none of that was in my, you know, job description. That was just stuff that I was interested in. I wanted to do. And I'd have conversations with people. I'd try to soak up as much as I can. And I made it, you know, I tried to make myself so vital that they had to hire me, you know, when I graduated college, they wouldn't be able to live without me.
I love that. Well, obviously 30 years, they can't live without you.
I guess not.
And again, because you've been so successful, what advice can you share with us as our radio influencer regarding our relationship with the local sales staff? You know, what can we do to, or what is your success in working with your local sales team?
I think it's all about mutual respect. And, you know, I've seen, you know, so many different radio stations and radio groups, and sometimes there's that clash, you know, between sales, they don't get programming, they don't get sales, but you know, we're all after the same goals, and it's all to be successful. And I think lots of times, I think it's up to the air staff to educate the sales staff about what we really do. And why what we do is so important to not just us, but to the listeners as well. The most successful campaigns and things I've done have been with members of our sales staff that get it and that are willing to engage and have those conversations. And I've learned so much from a lot of our sales as well. Because, you know, what we do on the air is selling. You know, we're selling our station, we're selling ourselves. You know, we're really, you know, advertising to the listener, you know, to really engage with us. So we're really doing the same job. But, you know, a lot of times people don't see that. So I think once you get that, once you understand it, once you're open to learning more about it, I think it's a great success.
Well, thank you for joining me on Radio on Main Street, and thank you for keeping the home of rock and roll alive.
Well, we're trying. We're trying. Thank you so much. This has been a pleasure. It's great talking to you. And thanks for doing this. I think it's really important. I love radio. And, I think radio is as strong as it's ever been. So it's really nice to see so many people talking about it on your podcast.
Having an advertiser imagine if they have a product or service and want to market that as effectively as possible, Andrew shared the greatest way to do that would be to find people that their customers interact with every day, and then to have them drop into the conversation your product. Well, that's what radio is. It's the most intimate medium there is. And that relationship between someone sitting in their car or at their desk or with their earbuds in, having that connection with the person on the radio, extolling the virtues of your product, is priceless and not like any other form of advertising.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.